Hello, and welcome to the Patterson Dental Podcast, a podcast where we discuss current events in the dental industry, highlight Patterson Dental priorities, and share insights on how to help our valued customers. My name is Leslie Ricken, Sales Training Manager here at Patterson Dental and host for the Patterson Dental Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. In this episode, we'll be chatting with one of our strategic partners in the Patterson Dental Navigate Business Services Program. From the Harmonize pillar, we welcome Austin McGraw and Matt Umholtz from Alliance HCM. Alliance HCM specializes in simplifying operations for dental offices, which saves dentists time, effort, and money. During our chat, we'll learn how Alliance HCM can improve the tedious HR and payroll tasks we all know dentists do not have the time for. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start just by telling the listeners who might not be as familiar with Alliance HCM a quick overview of your services and maybe if you want to add in your experience since you've started working there.
Alliance is a full-service HR technology, payroll, and HR services provider. We're designed specifically to handle the needs of dental practices across America. Whether you're a single office or a large DSO with 500 employees in multiple locations, our solutions and services can really scale to support you. What really sets us apart, though, and what I get so excited about is our mission to really create what we call internally customers for life. And that mantra drives our decision-making really day in and day out. So just a little bit about how I got to Alliance, a little bit about me. So I started my career with one of the largest industries, publicly traded companies. And regardless of how well me or my teams performed, I was still G257 on a report. And that was my employee number, and my customers were treated the same way, and our customers didn't really, like the support they were getting. They didn't feel like the company had their best interest at heart. It was more about the shareholder than their livelihood. And our customers here at Alliance, they just don't feel that way. We listen, we learn, we get to know them, and ultimately we make decisions that will keep them here forever. So that's really, the way we like to operate the business. And it's helped us be successful since our founding back in 1989. So I recognize I didn't say who I was. So I'm actually Matt Umholtz. I'm the president and chief revenue officer of the business. So
that's great. Leave them in suspense, Matt. I like it.
There you go.
Austin, what's been your experience so far since joining HCM?
Yeah, absolutely. And, obviously wanted to say thanks, Leslie, for having us here today. But my story in the industry started very similar to Matt. We actually started at the same company. I've been with Alliance coming up on 3 years now. And I tell everybody I talk to, I don't know who gets treated better, whether it is our employees or whether it's our customers. And I feel like that is just a fantastic debate to be able to have. Each and every week, it's like, hey, we wake up and we're proud to be able to come to work, but our clients also, the way that they talk about the engagement with everybody from the sales rep to their client concierge to their implementation specialist and just, the help desk, whoever it is, they all share the same kind of, true value-based partnership. Like they're happy to be working with Alliance. It's not just a client payroll type partnership. It's a true lifelong partnership. And that's what we strive to be able to accomplish each and every day.
That's excellent. I actually did quite a bit of research ahead of our chat today, and both of what you gentlemen touched based on for the customer experience was a resounding theme throughout all of the reviews and things. So we'll touch base on that in a little bit. But what do you think the biggest impact is then on those customers once they adopt your platform in regards to efficiency in their practice?
One of the things that I have seen is a lot of these, the dentist, they went to school to become dentist. The office managers did not go to school to become HR directors. The practice sizes may be 5 employees. They may be several hundred employees, but a lot of the ones that that you guys are dealing with on a day-to-day basis are in that probably 1 to 25 space. They don't have an outsourced HR professional. And so what we're seeing is there's a lot of really inefficiencies that they're dealing with, but it's also because their day-to-day operations are taking up really pretty much every second of their day. So the one thing that they just don't have is time. And then when it comes to whether it's time and attendance, whether it's the payroll platform themselves, they don't really have time to become efficient because they don't know what else, you know, exists out there. And so one of the biggest things that we've been able to see is just the dramatic reduction in the manual work that needs to be done, whether it's creating some of those workflows, allowing the hiring process to be more efficient, to be automated, the payroll accuracy there, the time and attendance reporting, just really helping bring everything to one centralized location. So that way that office manager, the dentist that's running the practice, running from patient to patient, doesn't have to spend a bunch of time or really think about it because it's just working like a well-oiled machine.
The platform is a piece of what we do, like from a software standpoint, but it's only as good as the person operating it. And a lot of times, especially in the dental world, you know, that individual is, as Austin mentioned, they're not an HR professional. They didn't go to school to be an HCM administrator, right? And that's where the service piece of the business really comes in. It's helping enable those individuals to operate this system effectively. And we don't want to send them a bunch of videos and say, hey, click through these and learn the system. We take a much more proactive approach to supporting them. Technology is great and it's fun and it's cool to see, right? But how do you actually apply it to the business and how does it ultimately help you be more effective and efficient? That typically requires enablement. And the enablement is often the missing piece with our competitors in the dental space.
Yeah, so that teased me up really well to what I was curious on this next subject. One thing that came up with your customers on the reviews is that it's so user-friendly compared to some of your competitors, which we won't name names, but talk to me about that a little bit, what you're hearing from the people who are actually in there using it, because like we said, they're not necessarily experts on that area. So what makes it so user-friendly?
Well, I'll describe how we got to user-friendly because software is iterative over time and getting to user-friendly is not as easy as a lot of folks think. But so how we got there, we leverage a lot of different tools to get customer feedback. One we utilize within our software is called User Voice, and the customer can tell us pain points and challenges within the system. Every page in our system has a little smiley face, a meh face, or a frowny face, so they can rate the pages. So if a customer is frustrated, they have a mechanism and an outlet to tell us. And by our customers telling us their frustrations, it gives our software development team, who has a direct path, that button has a direct path to our dev team. So it gives them the ability to fix, improve, reach out to the customer, hey, what were you trying to do? And figure out, you know, is it a software thing or is it a training enablement thing? But a lot of times it's, you know, product improvements and the customer is literally day in and day out shaping the experience, for them and for their peers. Given that, you know, we've got a lot of business within the multi-location dental space, then it's shaping the experience for other dental offices because of that mass that we have. So that's how we got there. We're proud that people say it's user-friendly and we love that, but you know, it's really a testament to our software development team and everything they're doing.
Could we scale that smiley face feature to every other aspect of our lives? Like when I'm driving or if I'm having a conversation with my family members, right?
We should, absolutely.
Yeah. Like just giant thumbs down for people.
Yep.
That's really excellent. And I think, and so easy to use too, because if I'm not wanting to go to a whole separate screen to submit a ticket or to have to wait days for an answer, that's kind of nice to know. And then you can pinpoint it to where they actually are in the system that works.
Yep.
So I want to pivot a little bit. You're more than just a system. You're more than just a platform. One of the things that I also heard is that your customer service is top notch. And also when compared to your competitors, they just do it better. So talk to me about what you guys do differently and how you help maintain that standard that you've set.
Yeah. So, you know, the big thing, our average tenure when it comes to our client concierge is 9 years. A lot of what we're seeing in the industry from an industry average perspective is somewhere between 9 and 14 months. And so, you know, with Alliance HCM, the client concierge, they're receiving a single dedicated point of contact, which, you know, across the industry, we're seeing that that's becoming a thing of the past because a lot of it is just becoming a call center or, you know, you're calling into a team. And we're staying true to the fact that a dedicated point of contact is the key to, you know, our success since 1989 and is going to be the key to our success going forward. But they have a partnership there that they're creating with the client that they're building. So that way, if something comes up, it's, hey, Matt, you know, this is going on. Can you help me with this? Boom. We've had conversation. We built a relationship. No problem. And it's not starting from ground one. And I think that's really the key to at least the base level of the customer service support model of being there, creating that relationship. And it not being what we consider in the industry of kind of that service rep roulette, where even those companies that do provide a single point of contact, it's like, well, my point of contact has turned over again. I got somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so you're not able to really build that relationship. And that's what Alliance strives to do is build that relationship from day one. You know, one of the things that we do when we bring on a new client is they're working with the implementation specialist and toward the end of their first payroll run, they're introduced to their client concierge. Their client concierge is then a part of that implementation specialist for that second payroll run. And then we make a strong, I guess, turnover to where that client concierge then is the handholder from there on and making sure that that relationship is growing, the things that are set up, the client feels comfortable about the system, about the training that they've received. And then just getting that continuous support and development from that client concierge.
It sounds like you've empowered these client concierges to take ownership of that customer relationship. And that means that they can foster it in the best way possible. I would love that if I called a big company like Alliance HCM, that I would get the same person every single time who's familiar with my pain points and can help me through whatever issue I might be experiencing at the time. So I can definitely see the value in that. And hands down, it's totally a step above the competition. So kudos to you for implementing that and being able to sustain it. It's not easy.
Thank you.
On that note, a lot of our listeners are sales folks out in the field, but also we might get a couple customers listening in as well who are interested in the service. And so when I, as a dentist or an office manager, when I commit to working with Alliance HCM, what does that first 30 days look like? What can I expect once we decide to move forward with that buying commitment?
Yeah. And I'll start a little bit before the commitment because the partnership starts with the first interaction with us. And you'll have an opportunity to work with one of the best consultants on our team, like Austin, to partner. And what we do as far as that process, we're going to dig into what we call a discovery. And we run through what we call a 7-part discovery of all the facets of the business. We take those notes and we memorialize them for the life of the account. So much gets lost between what you told the salesperson you wanted and what was delivered. We really bridge that gap and make sure that we document the needs of the business and that our implementation team receives them. How frustrating is it to get somewhere and say, I've already explained this to Austin? So we try to mitigate that through taking great notes and documenting through the process. And our implementation team expects that from Austin and his sales counterpart. So that's the first piece. Once everything is in our implementation team's hands, our customers get a dedicated implementation specialist. So this is the project manager for the account. That project manager behind the scenes has what we call an implementation tech. The tech is going to build onboarding and paid time off and timekeeping and all those things. And the specialist is going to keep the project on track and keep the communication really tight and ensure that there are no surprises. And they work jointly with the salesperson that you worked with through the process to ensure that all of your expectations are met as a customer. The timing of how a customer gets onto Alliance depends on the module somebody may choose. We don't have one package where everybody has to buy everything. We do have customized packages for the dental industry, but there may be one thing that you want that's not in that package, and we would timeline based on the solutions that the customer chose. So that being said, I'll give you one example of the implementation process and something that our customers like to do that's a bit unique. So one of the first things we build out is paperless employee onboarding. So this means an employee can receive an offer through an offer letters portion of our system. So they can sign their offer letter. Once that offer letter notifies your administrator, that administrator can click a button and then it goes directly out to the employee. Some of our customers, especially in the dental space, they don't want to do an extraction out of their old system or have our team do that and import it. So they do what's called reboarding. And they'll just say, hey, we're moving to a new system. We're going to send you a link and we want everybody to refill out all their paperwork. Okay. And that gives employees the opportunity to fill out direct deposit again or update their W-4 because they've had a life change event and they haven't updated it in 5 years and they've been thinking about it, but they just haven't done it. It gives them a chance to sign the company handbook or new policies. So it's a real opportunity to make sure the infrastructure that the business is built from an HR standpoint is instilled at the time of a conversion, and that employee can get into the system very simply. We haven't seen any of our competition do that. We love to do it because it just makes life easier, makes converting a lot simpler.
And, you know, Matt, the other thing that I was going to mention, I had the opportunity to spend time with the North Carolina and the South Carolina Patterson teams a couple weeks ago. And the paperless onboarding was a huge point that they really kept coming back to. They adopted because of there's so many things that we can customize a part of that paperless onboarding. Like when you think, you know, about the paperless onboarding process, a lot of people just think of, hey, let me collect my direct deposit information. Let me collect my I-9 and fill out my W-4. But we can do so much more, right? It's making sure that they have an employee handbook that is in compliance, making sure that that's signed off on. If there's other policies, I've even had some dental offices where they have kind of like an about me page where it says, you know, hey, Leslie, what's your favorite time of the year? What's your favorite candle? What's your favorite candy? Just a wide variety of different questions. So that way, as they're trying to create that culture within the organization, they're able to go back to that reference point and just say, hey, you know, Leslie, I know you love cinnamon candles in the wintertime. And so it's just that little thought to be able to provide that extra piece of, you know, that employee engagement. And so when it comes to that paperless onboarding, really the sky's the limit as to what we can do to make that just a fantastic experience for both the office, making that an easy process, but also for the new employee. You know, we're seeing that if that new employee has a good onboarding experience, they're typically staying with the organization, you know, much, much longer. And so I think just being able to have that in there and customize it for each individual office goes a long way.
Can I mention one more thing? We could go on for days on this. I just get so excited about it. We also have the ability to embed videos into the onboarding. So if I'm in a distributed environment and I've got a couple locations and I'm not going to have a chance to talk to a new hire about the values of the business, how we treat our patients. I can actually embed a video and they can watch it, but then we have a learning management piece of our system, so we can use that to ask a randomized set of questions to make sure they watch the darn thing. So you can give them a randomized set of, you know, multiple choice questions to say, you know, hey, what is our patient mantra or whatever. But you can, so you can instill some of the culture that you lose as you scale, you can still make sure you're getting that by having the system work for you. And then as Austin mentioned, just a story internally, we have everybody fill out what's called My Favorite Things when they onboard to Alliance. And we ask, what's your favorite candy? What's your favorite music genre? Austin probably doesn't even remember filling this out, but on his anniversary or birthday, he always gets some of his My Favorite Things. And he's like, how the heck did they remember? Well, at onboarding, he filled out a My Favorite Things. And we actually took that idea from one of our teammates here. Their son was going to a bunch of different campuses to find out what college he was really excited about. And he went to one college and they had this box filled with all of his favorite things. And on the college application, they had asked, and he had completely forgotten about this, but it gave such a great impression. We loved it. And we said, heck, we got to do that here at Alliance. So now Austin knows a little bit of our secret.
You know, I had completely forgotten about it, but I guess that makes sense. While I always get gummy bears, bad for my teeth though.
Well, it keeps us in business. So keep eating them, Austin. That's great.
That's right. That's
I'm definitely stealing that idea. It's just a nice little warm touch, and to translate that to all of your clients as well, and to share that with them and not kind of hoard that secret. That's really valuable, and also just is a true testament of what you're willing to do to make the experience really good. So thank you for sharing that. Now, Austin, you got to spend some time with our reps. They're some of the best in the business, and we're super excited about the partnership with Alliance HCM. Austin, personally, you've been amazing to work with, and I know, because I've been working with you, that Alliance HCM will ultimately help our territory reps out in the field provide better customer service to our dental offices, but I want to hear from you how you think that will shape out.
Absolutely, and you know, that was a conversation that came up a lot of, hey, you know, as we're doing these small groups through the 2 days that we were there in Charleston, South Carolina, the question that I started with was, hey, how many times does payroll come up in a conversation? And one out of every three groups or so would have one person that said, hey, you know, it's come up in conversation. And I just shared some of those little hints of being able to have the conversation, going to the office and then just saying, hey, you know, who's your payroll provider? And just that simple question can start generating some comments. Or, hey, you know, are you happy with the current system that you guys are utilizing? You know, what's the wait time look like when you're calling in for payroll? And within 4 days after the event that we were there in South Carolina, we received 5 introductions, because it wasn't something that the territory reps were thinking about, but because they went in, all of a sudden, the one thing that every office has to do is pay their employees. And so we provide a product that no matter how big, no matter how small the organization is, they have to pay their employees, and they want to make sure it's accurate. They want to make sure that it's on time, and they want to make sure it's efficient. And by the ability to go in and have those conversations, it makes them a valued asset to the practices that they're working with, because now they're not just talking about one facet of the business, but when it comes to payroll and HR, that affects everything within the business. Because if the employees aren't happy, if they're not getting their pay on time, if they don't have access to view their pay stubs, there's a tremendous amount of things that then will trickle down. And unfortunately, one of the things that was displayed a lot was the difficulty in hiring, whether it be a dental hygienist or an office manager. And so when they're being paid on time and it's easy and they have insight into it, they're likely to stay with that organization.
So you mentioned it makes our reps a greater asset to our customers, but then in turn, Austin, it makes Alliance HCM a great asset to Patterson. So thank you so much for sharing that. It's amazing how many things dentists have on their plate. And if we could take off one or two of these pain points, then they can get back to the patient and chairside and doing what they really set out to do in their goals of their practice. So sounds like a really valuable service.
And I will say, we from the reps that that we've already been working with, the calls that we've had, everybody has been very engaging, asking really great questions, and it just makes us excited about that partnership and about the ability to grow those relationships in the various different markets. And I think that's another thing to add is, you know, the conversations that may be had in Florida are different than those that are happening in California. And so being able to tailor that approach with the different groups of reps, I think is something that we're going to be able to do and create long-term success with Patterson.
This service that you offer is also, I don't want to say disaster proof, but in a sense where we're seeing more and more weather-related events, or, you know, we're looking at the fires in California, we're looking at the hurricanes in Florida. I know, Austin, that might be too soon, but to bring that up, but how great for these dentists to have all of this stuff on the platform versus on sitting in a paper cabinet somewhere. God forbid something does end up happening, it's all there in a secure spot for them in one easy place. So that's some peace of mind, and you can't really put a price on that either. So. All right. Well, I think it's too late to say Happy New Year, but we did just kick off 2025, and I was stalking the LinkedIn and Alliance HCM website a little bit. I'm curious if there's any fun events that you have scheduled for this upcoming year or in the first couple quarters that our listeners should be aware of or share with their customers.
Yeah, so I have the luxury of speaking on stage at the 20th Annual Dental Management Conference. It's the American Association of Dental Office Management is hosting, and that's in just down the street from me in Round Rock, which is just north of Austin, Texas. So cool area. And it's at the Kalahari Resort, and that's September 4th through 6th. So Austin and I will be there, and we are an education sponsor. So we haven't shaped exactly what the content will look like, but it'll definitely be culture related, HR related. I'm an entrepreneur at heart, so it'll definitely have an entrepreneurial flair to, you know, building culture and driving results within a dental practice.
Love that. Make sure you floss and brush that day because they will be judging your teeth. So.
Perfect. I'll take note for sure.
Anything else you gentlemen would like to add before we wrap our conversation today?
Again, I just want to say, you know, thank you for having us. We're very excited about the partnership with Patterson, and we look forward to great things here in 2025.
Thanks, Austin. I know you've put in a lot of time with the planning and the rollout, and it's been a blast working with you and chatting with you gentlemen this afternoon.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Leslie.
We learned a lot about Alliance HCM and their ability to simplify operations for dental offices, something every dentist has top of mind. Thank you to Austin and Matt for sharing their expertise and spending time chatting with me today. For more information on Alliance HCM, please visit alliancehcm.com.
Well, Patterson, that brings us to the end of this episode of Dental Drill Down. Thank you so much for listening.